Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the breaks here in our studio, sometimes CBS Sports Network will play something that happened in the warm-up show or happened in one of the events that we have, a softball game or whatever. So I look at the monitor during the break, and what they play is Jerry Recco sitting down for the warm-up show and picking up his wooden Jerry Cowboys nameplate that he has right in front of him.
What happened there? What
I have no idea.
And it's in two pieces.
Three, actually.
Three pieces?
Three pieces.
Well, what the hell happened? It's just a hilarious video if you're watching on television. Just Jerry holding it up going like, what happened with this thing?
I don't know.
So, obviously, it had to be somebody that was in here.
Clearly.
Other than us.
Yeah.
Which means maybe we need to lock this studio now.
Well,
and no longer people can come in here, and if they're going to disrupt our stuff and break our stuff, that's just not right.
Things happen, and that's fine. Leave a note.
Yeah, but how does that happen?
That took some effort there.
Somebody snapped that.
People are garbage.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
You think Bart snapped that?
There
maybe
is.
Maggie did.
I would look for Giants fans.
Marash, maybe?
Oh.
He's always trying to get his name out there. Yeah,
it's out there. You just put it out there.
I tell you. No,
I would think a Giant fan would come in here and just snap that. That
I don't,
seem
actually.
Appropriate to me.
I would like to think that someone dropped it by mistake and it broke.
But there's no way if you dropped that. It's a piece of wood, Jerry.
I get
it. Do you have yours?
You got
in
wood?
I have one around. I got
mine, mine's in my office. So what I'll, can you get mine in the office,
and we'll drop,
Al,
and
we'll drop mine
too.
Off the table, just like normally, like I'll nudge it off and see if it breaks in three pieces. And if it doesn't,
you're right.
Now that one's a little bit old. Yours is a little bit older, but it's wood. I don't believe that's going to snap.
No, and I can fix it. I can glue it. It's okay.
Somebody snapped it. Somebody came
courtesy.
In here and snapped it.
Right. And if you look to where that break mark is,
it's right in the middle.
Right.
Right. So don't we have these cameras in here? Aren't they always running?
I already asked.
Oh, you did.
They are not always on.
Oh, I would love to catch something.
Because I asked if they could fast forward through to find out exactly what happened.
Because this is disconcerting to me. I don't like someone damaging the property of this studio.
They shouldn't. I mean, if they're in this studio, they should treat it with respect.
Yeah.
In any studio.
All right, here we go.
Like, who else is in here?
CMB does their show from here. I know Steve Summers occasionally does a show from here.
I don't think Steve Summers grabbed it. All right, so what are we doing now? What do we got here?
All right, so this is my wooden nameplate. That is a Vikings one, just like Jerry's is a Cowboy one.
I do like that, though. That came out nice.
It did come out nice, and I don't want to break it, but I'm really believing that it falling off the table is not going to break it. That's why I'm doing
it. I would agree.
Why don't you keep that in here? I don't understand why you don't
put
that in front of
you. It was in here, and then it was taken out. I was told I couldn't have it.
Who took it out?
Well, when they did the new studio renovation, they took all the stuff out and said, here, take this if you want it. It's not going to be in the studio
anymore. That's got to be in the studio. I'd rather have that in the studio than that little figurine that you have in front of you.
Yeah, I don't know what this is. I didn't put this here.
Well, then take that out of here. What
do you
got
that
this
there.
Year?
MLB sent them over.
Oh, well, get these out of here.
These little blockhead things.
And by the way, you can put whatever you want in the studio. Those are just suggestions that TV makes. You do what you want.
That's why I put the Terps helmet
That's
up here.
Right.
Well, it wasn't TV. It was actually Chernoff. It was like, there's a bag of crap in my office. Taking it.
Well, that's because TV dumped it on them.
Right.
Because they had a design.
All right.
Here,
so,
Jerry, take this home to the boys. Maybe
So this is made by the same guy.
Let me have that one.
This little blockhead thing.
Yeah, thing.
All right. So the same guy that made Jerry's wooden nameplate made my wooden nameplate. All right. So I'm going to drop it off the table to see if it snaps in half. And then we could say it was an accident. If not, we are blaming somebody for deliberately snapping Jerry's Cowboy nameplate.
Hold on. Al, come on in here, and can you supervise this? You want to get your phone, and you can tweet this out and make sure that this works, and we can see this whole thing and how it unfolds, and then we can probably try to get to the bottom of who broke Jerry's nameplate.
All right, so I'm going to do what a natural thing would be to do, like I'll move the remote.
Sure.
Like
right, that's natural, that's natural.
All right, here we go.
No chance that broke.
Did that break?
See that?
No chance.
You have to really try to break that thing.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's intact. Boom. The floor hurt more than the thing.
Yeah, that thing's pretty substantial. Grab it now and put it back up where it belongs?
Do you think they would have to either smack it against something or just physically
it
just
looks to me
snap
like somebody
it?
Actually broke it in half.
On purpose.
And we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to get the guy fired. That's all there is to it.
I think that's BS,
man.
I think it's warranted. I mean, to go like out of your way to snap, because it's also it's not just disrespecting Jerry. It's disrespecting
all of us. I like the way that looks.
With the nameplates, right?
Put it over there right against that. I love the way that looks for you.
Yeah. This is slow motion CBS Sports. Look at that thing. Look how resilient that is.
There is no way that thing is breaking if it's dropped.
Wow. We got to get some super glue in here. We got to glue that thing.
That's just not right, Jerry.
I agree. And again, it's an accident. All good. Leave me a note.
It's not an accident.
It's not an accident.
We have decided,
Jerry.
It's not an accident.
Probably not.
Somebody that comes in here on Sundays and does some sort of football show?
No, I'll tell you, whatever happened yesterday. Yes. Because when I came in this morning, all of your chairs were jammed up into your back corner by your new Terps helmet.
Something happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I thought I saw a crack in that thing, though, during the
show
yesterday.
No, because I move it.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Can we swab it for DNA?
So it happened yesterday.
Although, I know they were replacing computers because of that issue that we're having. And if they did replace that computer, it is possible in the jostling about, maybe that was the issue. Maybe.
Did they replace that computer?
So you think an engineering could be at the bottom of this?
They didn't replace that. Look at all the schmutz on that thing.
Well, his computer seems to be the same.
Well,
I don't know either.
Screen. That's not the computer.
That's true. The computer's
in the stack there.
Where?
Yeah.
Off camera.
Don't know.
Yep. Someone snapped that thing, and we're going to find out who it is. And when we do, you're going to pay.
All hell's going to come down. I'm going to rain down on them they have no idea.
They have a union. Good luck.
Okay. Well.
You think the CMB crew would take a lie detector?
I got a union, too. I'll bring my union with me.
Theirs is pretty good.
Local 825's got my back, man.
We're
going to
get the union rat out here outside the building. That would be awesome.
To answer your question, Al, in fairness, Carlin did plaster his belly.
Well,
he would do a lie detector.
He would do a lie detector.
Yes.
Yes. No. Absolutely not. All right. Jerry, you got an update for us?
Brought to you by the Ray Katina Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Katina Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. And we will start with the Mets, who made it two in a row over the Diamondbacks.
Pitch. Breaking ball, hit in the air, left center field, it's deep. Marte's back over toward the warning track at the wall. The ball's off the fence and it bounces away from the outfielders. Cano rounds third and scores. Nimmo will hold it third as Marte finally was able to retrieve it.
And that is Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. Todd Frazier had not one but a couple of big doubles, a two-run double in the second and that RBI double in the fourth. Mets wind up beating the Diamondbacks 3-2, making it two in a row. Robbie Cano, 2-for-3, a single, a double, two runs scored. Zach Wheeler goes 7 for the win, his 11th. He allowed a run on end with 7 strikeouts. Now, Justin Wilson, he was not great, but he got the final 4 outs for the save. He struck out Wilmer Flores with 2nd and 3rd to end the game. The play prior with Ketel Marte at the dish, as they say. 1st and 3rd and 1 out.
Marte slashes one down to Alonso, smothers it, and he'll get the out at first. And now a chance for a double play. Now to second base, and he's safe.
He's safe. Yeah. And so
everybody was watching that game. The one of the Mets to win was screaming the same word.
Let me ask you this. What's the right play? Because everybody keeps saying what a bad play it is. I get that. What's the right play?
I mean, okay, what you don't do is have two guys in scoring position at the end of it.
What's the right play?
So the right play would, because he was off the bag, you try to tag him and then get the
right,
at least the one runner out.
But he didn't see him, in fairness.
He didn't see him. He's on first base. You know that the guy's there.
His back is to him, though.
But you know the guy's there, and you don't see him running to second.
I suppose.
So you either...
If that's the answer, fine. Beyond that, what else do you do?
Well, you tag the runner, or you go to first, you step, you get that runner out, and then you look to third to make sure that he's not there, and you got the force out at second. You don't have two runners in scoring position, and you certainly don't throw the ball across the diamond when there's the tying run at third base.
Okay.
You don't do that. But, like, all right here, you turn around, You tag the guy.
Yeah, tag the guy.
And then step on first. And if you only get one guy out because both runners are at the bag, you at least have the force out at second still, and you didn't make a dangerous throw across the diamond.
Well, and the big problem is you're not he's not only making a throw, but then Todd Frazier's got to make a throw.
Yeah.
That's so you're going into something's happening. He's crazy over
here. Here's me.
There's some times where things happen at first base with him that are kind of interesting.
Yeah. Right.
But you know, it was a great play.
That was a heads up baseball play. You know, and I told Pete that after.
Now, why was it a good play?
You get an out like he did, and then if he gets in a rundown, that guy's going
to
score.
And I think he was alluding to throwing down to second with the guy at second getting into the rundown, as opposed to what you're referencing, tagging the guy.
Right.
Here was Callaway. So you were talking about the use of the
bullpen. Todd Frazier, by the way, said he had a brain freeze or he had something. He did not like the play. The Pete Alonso's play, Todd Frazier was against.
Of course. And Todd Frazier's actually been out there in the infield his entire career, right. So he knows what's going on.
So he goes to Brad Brock after Wheeler and then to, what's his name? Justin Wilson.
Yeah.
To finish the game. Here is the use of the bullpen question.
And what made you stay with Wilson? You had Diaz warming up. You had right-handed hitters up. What made you say, I'm going to stick with this guy?
You know, I just had to.
Now he says he couldn't bring himself to go to. Now Lugo was unavailable.
Yeah, we know that.
Tightness,
the questioning is, they're trying to get Mickey to say, look, I'm not bringing Diaz in this situation.
That's exactly what they were trying to do.
If I'm Mickey, stop it. Just say, look, I'm staying with Justin Wilson. I felt he had good stuff tonight, and we won the game. So
we all know the struggles that Diaz has had, and Wilson has been really good.
And now he went on to say that he will use Diaz again. It just wasn't going to be last night, but then the reporters continued. And this is where you're going or where you went before. This is why he said what he said.
That was my question, but I'll ask it a different way. Just how difficult is it to make that call on a guy, Diaz, who obviously, you know, you've been hoping all season would turn it around, but to make that call in the heat.
It's a very difficult decision.
And that was it. That's all he said.
Hey, listen,
I thought he handled it well.
We all appreciated what Mickey did last night. And if Mickey does it again, then Mickey's doing the right thing in the eyes of us fans.
I just don't want him to really believe that it was a difficult decision. If he has to say that to be able to keep Edwin Diaz in a headspace that's going to be good for the Mets, fine. But he cannot believe that's a difficult decision.
The fact that the media just keeps asking and asking and asking when we all know what he's doing and why he's doing it fact that he's doing it the right way.
But Boomer, what scares me is after that meltdown against the Nationals, he brought him back in against the Phillies on Friday night in a one-run game or two. Was a two-run game at that point in the ninth inning, and he coughed it up again.
I know that, but I think that they are at the end of their patience rope. You know what I mean? I feel like they're going to be really, really careful about these games. And all these games mean something, obviously. And now they're three out,
and that's because at about 1:30 this morning,
8-8, bottom of the tenth. Here is Cishek, inside ball four. This ball game belongs to my San Diego Padres. On the score, Reyes just touched home plate. It's official. It's a 9-8 ball game.
And so,
how about them boys?
To the man in the big hat in the back.
Padres wind up beating the Cubs 9-8 in 10 innings. Manuel Margot with that bases loaded walk. Mets 74-70. They're also a half game behind the Diamondbacks now at 75-70.
Y'all. I asked Gio, what do you think the Mets have to get to? How many wins do you think gets them
know.
In?
I don't know. It depends on what everybody does in front of them.
Well,
I don't
we know.
Know that, Jerry.
Because I'm
it's five back,
you.
They were finished. Now they're back to three.
No, but I'm asking you, what number do you think they have to get to?
I've said 86? All along 87.
Oh, 87.
That's a one game
right, so
worse than what I said.
I said 88.
I said 88.
You say 87. I'm gonna say 86.
What would you got the Cubs and Cardinals playing one another though?
Yeah.
You never know.
So Jerry, 87. Gio, 88.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. Well, 88 will definitely put him in, I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You said what's gonna get him.
But we're talking about the minimum number that it takes. And I'm gonna say 86.
The minimum number 86.
I'm going to say 86.
Tigers are playing the Yankees.
How much
last
you want to put on it? And I'll bet with you guys because I know you'll pay off your bets. Not everybody in my life pays off their bets.
So wait, so we got to clarify here, though.
Yes,
so
I'm confused.
It's the team, the number of wins that the team who gets the second wild card has at the end of the season.
Yeah, so whatever that number is.
All right, so you're going.
I have to stick with 87. Yes.
All right, fine. Well, do you want to do $50? You want to do $100? I don't know. You tell me.
Let's go $1,000.
No, we're not going $1,000.
Okay.
No, not $1,000.
Listen, no. Just because you walk around with that in your pocket doesn't mean we're all ready to do that.
No, I don't walk around with that in my pocket, Jr.
You more?
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I'm like Odell Beckham Jr., man. I wear, you know, $190,000 watch on my wrist.
Well, I'm aware.
Come on, man.
I'm aware.
Although Breitling does make those watches, I haven't had any of those. So here's the deal. $50 a man, okay?
Yeah.
So whatever the second wild card number is the winner.
Got it.
Got
and
it?
No, none of this nonsense closest to it. If it takes 89, no one wins. And if it's 85, no
yes,
one wins.
Yes, right, on the number.
What happens if there's a game 163 and two teams are tied?
Bets off.
Like, if I made a bet with you that
but
Antonio Brown
what if those
was,
two teams are tied at 87?
Yeah, but that I don't. But that doesn't count towards the actual record, though, doesn't it?
It's whatever the number is.
What if there's two teams?
And then they have to play in?
That's what I'm saying, right.
Well, then 87 got him in.
That's a push.
But it's not a play-in, though. It's a regular season game. They don't count it as a playoff game.
I still
you're
look
telling
at it
me
as
the
play-
record would be 163 games would be the official record?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It is.
I guess it has before. To count then.
So it has to count.
I guess it has to.
So if it's a let's, for example,
so
now,
that
two teams have 87, I automatically win because I said 88 would
correct.
Get him in.
That is correct.
All right,
correct.
Just clarifying. Yeah. Just clarifying.
Yeah. It pains me to say that.
But here's the deal. Like, if I had a bet with you guys that, hey, I'm going to bet that Antonio Brown's not going to play Monday night. And then the coach that he was initially on the team with says he is going to be on the team and we expect him to be there Monday night. And I pay that bet off because of what the coach said. And then in 24 hours, everything changes. And then Antonio Brown is not even on that team and doesn't play on a Monday night.
You lose.
Didn't even play. Who loses?
You would lose. I think in Vegas you would still lose, no?
No, why would I lose? He didn't play.
Oh, in that case, you would win. I thought you were going to say that the bet would be off because of circumstances.
Yeah, what I did is I prematurely paid off the bet because of what Gruden said that he would play. And then we found out 24 hours later on a Saturday morning that he was off the Raiders completely and wasn't going to play.
You win.
I should win, right?
Yes.
Okay, just, you feel that way?
Yes, I did. I told you the other day. Yeah.
Okay, well, that bet still hasn't been paid off.
Screw Phil Sims!
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yankees got out to a 6-0 lead in Detroit. You would think against the worst team in baseball they'd win that game. They did not. They wound up losing 12-11. Harold Castro tied the game with an RBI single in the 7th. Jordy Mercer, the game-winning RBI single in the 9th inning. In the loss, 6 home runs hit by the Yankees. 2 apiece by Brett Gardner and Didi Gregorius. And Edwin Encarnacion walked the parrot. And Gleyber Torres hit another home run as well. Tonight, you've got CeCe Sabathia back on the mound opposing Matthew Boyd. Coverage on the Fan at 6 p.m. Just quickly, the Yankees now 95-51. So are the Astros. So the Astros scored 21 runs on Sunday. They scored 15 runs on Monday. And then they gave up 21 runs last night, losing to the A's 21-7. Matt Olson and Sean Murphy.
21-7.
Yeah. No, it's a weird series out there.
Crazy,
these
right?
Games are nuts. Yeah.
Also of note, the Dodgers beat the Orioles 7-3. LA wins the NL West for a 7th straight season. Phillies over the Braves 6-5. And what else? The Giants beat the Pirates 5-4. Notable because Johnny Cueto back from Tommy John surgery. 5 innings of 1-hit ball. And the Brewers beat the Marlins 4-3. Christian Yelich broke his kneecap in that game. Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown, still sounds weird to say, being accused of raping and sexually assaulting a woman who used to be his trainer. Apparently these incidents occurred in 2017 and then in 2018. The Jets do trade a 6th-round pick to the Patriots for Demaryius Thomas. They release kicker Corey Vedvik and sign Sam Ficken. And Odell Beckham Jr. says he's going to keep wearing the watch, and the league, I guess, is going to talk to him.
And Jerry, while you're still here, Ed in East Islip has some questions for you. What's up, Ed?
Oh, guys, this name tag gate, this is going to be haunting me all day. Jerry, have you had any interactions with anybody that would set somebody off?
I don't talk to anybody.
Well, that might set somebody off.
I got a prime suspect here.
Ooh,
there's
who?
One person that gains big time from Jerry going off the rails finally.
CeeLo.
Where was CeeLo last night?
He was not here.
CeeLo's a Giants fan, too.
Yeah, he's a Giants fan.
Don't stop until you find this guy. That also could be a red herring. It might not be a Giants fan. Could be a Cowboys fan trying to throw you off their scent. This is personal. This is against
could
Jerry.
Be.
This person must be found.
we will go to. We will stop at no length. I should say.
You think
right?
Maybe it's Tony on his way out? Like every day, he just starts Tony Page destructing the. Innards of this place before he retires.
Tony's too nice a guy.
Have you figured? Are we doing anything for him Friday morning? Al?
There's going to be some breakfast,
well,
I believe.
It's really actually tomorrow morning, not Friday morning.
It's tomorrow morning. Yeah,
tomorrow morning.
Oh, it's tomorrow morning.
Yeah, he doesn't work Thursday night. He comes back Friday night, but he works Wednesday night into Thursday.
Oh, so tomorrow. The last time that we will see him.
Tomorrow.
Will be tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes.
That's kind of sad when you think about it.
Oh, yes,
that's
it
the
is.
Last time we'll see him.
After seeing him 3 days a week for the last how many years?
Right. He's well, it's 16 years full time that he's been here.
Right. I've been here 13 years.
So I know there's a breakfast.
Boom, boom is a jerk.
We will bring him in the studio to say goodbye and all that stuff, I think, for a little bit. But
he likes to get out of here. He's got to catch a train.
No, he does.
No, he's going to. I was
don't want to get the black man angry.
Yeah.
I was told he was going to hang out because there's like a Tony Page breakfast. That's going to be happening.
All right, good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, so then if he hangs out, then, you know, we'll talk to him a little bit. But yeah, that's it. That's it. Have they named a replacement yet for him? Or
I have no
idea. Mark. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Man, you would think the guy's retiring.
You seem to be wired in. What do you know?
I don't know anything.
Yeah, you are wired in.
I am not wired in.
Yes, you are so wired in.
I am the least wired in person there is.
You've been here, like, you and Eddie are the two guys that are most wired in.
I am completely oblivious as to who is taking over for Tony Page.
You have crossover ability with every other person on the station, with the exception of Big Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, he hates me.
Yeah, but
everybody else,
But I'm just saying, but you have this thing about every, like, you make fun of Carlin, yet Carlin's the reason you're here.
Well,
I mean,
he helped me get the internship.
Yeah, you mentioned Sean Marash. You always had, you know, Ernie and Joe and Evan and JJ and Steve Summers. I mean, like, you. Like,
I worked with all these guys.
Think about that's what I'm saying. So you do have, like, the in with all of those people. Like, I'm a peripheral guy. I'm outside. I'm in the outer loop of things.
Yeah, I guess.
I like it that way.
Yeah, I guess. But you're also in where it counts, you know? Like,
where's
that's the other thing. Like
the higher ups.
Yeah, that type of thing. Like, I don't have that pipeline. Like, I've got like the behind the scenes pipeline. You've got like the bigwig pipeline.
So we got it connected then. So we're good. We're good.
Sure, but we know nothing.
But neither one of you know anything.
We don't know anything about who's taking over for Tony, and he's retiring this weekend.
Come on, man!
What the hell's going on?
That's right. Like, who's working next week?
I don't know. Does the guy who's working next week know he's working next week?
It's got to be JJ, right? Because his Mike's on app stuff is kind of removed, right?
You would think that.
So he's got more extra time now.
But does JJ know that? I mean, do we even know?
The schedule is usually done a few weeks in advance. I would
crazy
think so.
To me. This guy's retiring.
I would think so.
You know?
Get Chernoff in here.
This is not like
a short little jackass. Leave him alone.
It's not like
no,
there's
no,
a.
No.
God,
not, I don't feel
it's not
that
like
way.
There's a an off season to figure it out.
By the way, the short little jackass is the guy in Bayshore, the bagel boss guy.
Right.
That's who I was talking about. I was not talking about Chernoff.
Well, at least in that
that's
instance,
Eddie
you were
using
not.
My words, so Eddie can call him a short little jackass.
Mm.
That that's what true. Eddie likes to do. He likes to use our words so he can get his point of view out.
Just got word from the higher ups. From the higher ups that JJ will be doing overnights for the foreseeable future.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So is he Tony's replacement?
That was the language I got, and that's what I'm going to pass along to you for the foreseeable future.
All right. Very good.
So I guess until further notice, he's the overnight.
Until
further
notice.
All right. So it's a bit of a trial, so they can just keep the hammer
over his
head.
He's been for 7 years. A trial.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time.
Well, we got to wait until we get another fantasy phenom to pay him like 20 grand to come in here and take over.
All right. We'll give away some tickets right now.
Boo.
Yeah, and the kumpoo-poo. Yeah. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.